This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Once again, it is Thanksgiving week, and we turn our attention to the hosts of the upcoming holiday and what you may want to avoid if you've got people coming over.
The Men's Room Top 10! The Men's Room Top 10!
10 things you should never do before company arrives. Sure, like most people, you might want to take the edge off before the guests show up. That fresh stank of bedroom gymnastics is potent and pungent, and applying a scented candle or spray will only give you away. And by all means, try not to ship a fresh bounty down the Brown Canal. If you're anything like our very own Mike Hawk, the evidence of that crime scene remains for far longer than you'd expect. So think before you stink.
Now who's ready for some stuffing? How about you, second cousin twice removed, Bethany?
You know what? When nature calls, I will answer.
Oh, we know. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
I did it once in a hotel room. It's like hours before the wedding. Everybody's hanging out. I have my own separate room. Somebody had a little of the ganja on me, and I was like, yeah, come on up, whatever. Didn't really give it two thoughts. People walk in and they're like, we could smell it. And I'm like, you could smell it? And they're like, it smells like you just pooped. I was like, oh, my bad.
I did.
It's some good stuff.
Yeah. Right? You know me. I'm like, hey, come on in.
Let's go.
Damn, Ted, that is dang stuff you got there.
Yeah.
Dropped a hot one in there.
I'm ready for this wedding now, though.
So these are 10 things that you should never do before company arrives. A couple honorable mentions here is waiting to set the mood with lighting. Which,
I don't know that I do mood lighting.
Right. Well,
for Thanksgiving?
Setting candles. You want, dimmer lights.
Okay. All right.
You know what I mean? If you have dimmer switches, or if you're just going to do lamps, just do it that way. It's getting dark out here, so, yeah. You kind of have to establish, are you going to do the bright light thing, or are you going to darken it down? Are you going to do candles, whatever it is? Don't wait that long.
It's also tough, though, because if you're cooking, there's a lot of action to make that meal happen.
Right.
So I'm probably going to have all the lights on, and then... you know what? They say don't do it. Hell with them, Mike. I'm doing it.
Yeah, there you go.
You guys show up. Candles come on.
Bam. Turning your heat too high.
Ugh, yeah.
This is also something that I'll see in the auction industry. Like, we'll go in there to just check out the room before things get started, and it's cold AF in those ballrooms that are completely empty as we're going through. Oh, we're going to talk to somebody to get the heat turned up, and I tell all of them, no.
Don't.
This thing's empty right now. It's about to be filled with 400 bodies.
Right.
It's going to get warm in here.
Yeah.
And the oven and the stove are going to be on the first at least 2 hours you're in that person's house. People are going to come in. Yeah, it gets warm quick.
You could probably kill the heat in your house for the day and you'll still be totally fine. Don't quote me on that depending on your house, but it's going to get hot in there.
Yeah, when I was in Belltown, as I was on the sixth floor, it was amazing how hot it would be on Thanksgiving.
Oh, everyone's heat coming up.
Right, because everybody's cooking.
Putting out two precious things. Says we love showing off our prized glassware, china, and art, but they're not worth spending a whole party worrying over rather than enjoying your event. If guests aren't allowed to touch it, it probably shouldn't be out. Everything has to be usable, they say. Which,
I mean, that's up to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, what's going to make your life easier? That is my thought when it comes to stuff like that.
I get you.
And I feel like if something's that precious, it's generally up on a mantelpiece or
correct.
Somewhere you know not to touch it.
Right. Right.
And that's why I was thinking people's medicine cabinets, you know. I'm digging in there like, ooh, this looks good.
But you
well, I don't know why I'm thinking about Fabergé eggs. But if you had one of
why
those,
are you thinking of that?
Risky business. One got stolen.
Right. All right.
But if you had one and it was out on your like coffee table where the hors d'oeuvres were, I might be inclined to pick it up.
Absolutely.
But if it was up on your mantle, like in that movie, I'd be like, that's obviously precious.
You're right. Exactly. The mantle says, don't touch this, right. Just look.
Have a gander at it. Don't touch. They say frantically shoving the coats aside. Again, these are things that you should never do before company arrives. Basically, what they're saying there is establish where the guests' coats are going to go. If you're going to have, like, my old man's going to have upwards of 30 people in his home,
damn.
You need to know where those coats are going to go. Yeah.
Usually on a bed in the closest bedroom.
How many turkeys?
Two.
Damn.
I'm a thrill. There's a certain number of people you reach where it's like, those are going on a bed.
Going on a bed. Mm-hmm.
Correct. Correct. Forgetting about the pets. Make sure that your pups are put away safely if they have a tendency to bite, get in the way, or run out the door. Put the dogs away. It's Thanksgiving dinner. Put them away.
My dog would just be under my table.
Exactly.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And I was like, she don't beg, she just goes under the table and waits.
Right.
And if your dog bites people, I mean.
Maybe don't invite people over.
Yeah, right. It's biting people.
Man, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, he's fine. He just gets fired up. Like, nah, he's not good dog.
Are you scared of dog? I got a dog. Well, no, I'm not scared of dog. Okay, well, mine's different. He bites.
Not stocking the bathrooms. My God, it's Thanksgiving dinner. Stock your bathroom.
And buy a plunger.
Yes. And have it in view of the toilet.
Yes.
So people don't have to go and ask you.
Correct.
It's right there. It never
is. I disagree.
But it's there today.
Just give them a
half a roll of toilet paper. And there's no. I want them to have to walk out and ask.
Steve?
Why do you need a plunger?
Right.
It's Thanksgiving.
That's dumber than what's cooking.
Right.
Why do you need a plunger? Well.
What did you do?
Right.
Oh, God. Yeah, and I've never seen this at Thanksgiving. I definitely saw it at a Christmas get together party once. Don't have sex in somebody's bathroom either.
That's a good call.
Well,
does that happen often?
I mean, what is your definition of sex?
You're uninvited to Thanksgiving.
I'm just saying.
I still brush my teeth in that sink.
I didn't have sex in there.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just saying that was enough. I've been at a Christmas party where there's like a bar in a basement that everybody used that bathroom.
Right.
And then the door was locked for a long time. And it's just like, dude, you got to get out of there. People need to pee.
Come on.
Give me a minute.
And it was just as shocking me when I opened that bathroom door and you were standing there, Miles, as it was for you.
Okay, then.
10 things you should never
do. What are you doing here? He's like, it's the bathroom in my bedroom. What are you doing here? Honestly, nothing.
Nothing. Mm-hmm. 10 things that you should never do before company arrives. Being unprepared for gifts. So as if you don't have to search for a vase. Like, if they're bringing flowers and whatnot, have a reception area for it.
I got to give somebody a gift on Thanksgiving.
Right.
Here you go.
I invited you over.
Right. No, they'd be giving you the gifts. So if they're bringing flowers, have a vase at the ready. If you have table space or somewhere to put something wherever it is that they're going to put. You know, they're bringing a dish or something like that. The mistake of putting food out too early.
Nah. I mean, you make that judgment.
Yeah, you do.
I mean, look, if it's a hot dip and you show up 10 minutes before dinner, like, sorry, that's cold now.
Correct. Cleaning the floors too late. Save time for all the cleaning, but especially the floors. The last thing you want is a guest slipping on a freshly mopped or waxed floor. My advice, mop it the day before and then sweep it through when you're done doing all the holiday prep. And then this is the last little bit of advice that you should never do before company arrives. Starting a project at the last minute.
Well, no kidding.
If you have something to do that requires organizing, do not start the project even an hour in advance because you're going to run late. Now is not the time. Thanksgiving is one of the most meticulously timed out days
God, it is.
Of the year. Do not mess with it. You're doing just fine.